It won't be a joyous ferry ride home from Vancouver Island for the Coquitlam Express. The BC Hockey League team lost its third game of its weekend across the Georgia Strait, falling 4-3 in overtime to the Cowichan Valley Capitals Sunday at the Cowichan Community Center. It was Cowichan's first win in 8 games and Coquitlam's 5th straight loss, including setbacks to Alberni Valley and Nanaimo and Friday and Saturday. The Express hit the ice for its final game in a month of road contests, determined to head home on a winning note as the offense fired 20 shots at Cowichan netminder McCoy Bidewell. But only one eluded him, a power play goal by Liam Tanner after 12:58 had been played. The advantage lasted less than 5 minutes though, when Massimo Saran's Lombardi got Cowichan back even at 17:24. Coquitlam held the advantage in play through the second period as well, outshooting the home team and outscoring them 2-1. Mirko Buttazzoni scored on a power play and Gavin Giesebrecht scored shorthanded for the Express, while Connor Elliott replied for the Capitals. But the fatigue of playing 3 games in 26 hours finally caught up to Coquitlam in third period as the Express managed just 6 shots to Cowichan Valley 16. One of which tied the game at 3-3, sending the teams to an extra 5-minute period. The Capitals' William Elias made quick work of the additional time though, scoring the game winner after just 26 seconds. Matteo Dixon had a pair of assists to lead Coquitlam's offense, while Adam Mongi stopped 40 of the 44 shots he faced in the Express net. His teammates fired 42 shots at Bidewell. Coquitlam plays its first game back at the Poirier Sport and Leisure Complex since October 2 on Wednesday, when the Langley Rivermen visit for a special noon start.